This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And for those that just don't quite get what's going on in your country, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show today. We're broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. Yesterday it was 104 degrees, friends. It's supposed to be 91 today. But in saying that, we're enjoying the weather while we're here. We've actually partook with three tea parties now. We were actually over in Bakersfield, did a tea party over there, and then we did one over in Ramona, California. And tonight we're going to be at Escondido. It starts at 6 p.m. So if you are in the California area, please do come out and check us out again in Escondido, 6 p.m. tonight, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Bradley Dean, WEM, my Facebook, Bradley Dean, WEM, my Facebook, or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. As well, if you'd like to hook up with Stack, we are Comrex. That means you can give us a call at any time. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Speaking of which, just adding to the delusion that Americans have fallen for concerning the presidential debates between two hand-picked, established candidates and the American people, we can see in a good portion, 80 million people were watching the debates last night, are drinking the Kool-Aid in as if to suggest that either one of them would be legitimate candidates. Now, I want to lay this to your candor because I'm going to rub it in just a little bit for you. We got a post on a post, and I'm going to read the post after I read the comment on the post. Trump assuredly missed the huge, huge opportunity to bring those issues into conversation himself, as he easily could have. Very disappointing. And then when it's all over, he stated to the press that he avoided several issues to bring it to Hillary because he didn't want to be hurtful to Chelsea. You want to say that again, friends? And when it was all over, Donald Trump stated that to the press that he avoided several issues to bring it to Hillary because he did not want to be hurtful to Chelsea. Is that not interesting? We're going to be getting to that in just a couple of moments, friends. Just again showing you how you're being played like a deck of cards by ill-designing men. And what is it the American people do not understand? I do not understand. Cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle, the American people fall for the next candidates that are handed to them by the establishment that they themselves are complaining about. Now, let me show you how this works really quick, if you might. When you go to the book of Judges 6, Gideon was called upon by God to deal with the oppressors called the Midianites. He was going to deliver Israel from the Midianites, those that were oppressing them. Now, the first thing the Lord called on them to do wasn't to go deal with the oppressors, the Midianites. The first thing that the Lord told Gideon to do was to tear down his father's altars. And after Gideon obeyed the Lord and did what he was called to do, then the oppressors exposed themselves. Now, I have a question for you, America. Who is keeping the oppressors in power? The people that were keeping the oppressors in power, namely the Midianites, were those of the father's altars that were actually putting them up and that were servicing those that were oppressing the children of Israel. Just like today in America, the politicians are serving special interest groups rather than the people that they're called to represent. Now, if you want to listen to what the Word of God has to say, then I'm here to tell you. The problem that you're having with in America is the politicians, namely the establishment. Case in point, we just seen, as I've shared with you so many times in the past, there is no difference between Clinton and Obama. Two sides of the same coin. There is no difference between the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obama. They're all working for the same agenda, and their end objective is what? A world government. So they're all in it together. So the Lord tells us to tear down our father's altar. So America, if you want things to change concerning what's going on in your country and in your God-given government, your responsibility, friends, and your obligation to correct the wrongs and right the wrongs, then deal with the establishment. Folks, you just seen George Bush Sr. come out, along with the rest of his corrupt brothers in the Bush regime, saying that they're going to vote for the likes of Hillary Clinton. Folks, when you lawfully tear down that establishment, guess what's going to happen? You already know in this country who your enemies are. You already know concerning Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama as to who's paying for their endorsements, friends. Who's paying for their presidential campaigns? We know that with Hillary Clinton, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has given her $25 million. They're your oppressors, but you already knew that. So now deal with the establishment that is giving power and aid to those that mean to oppress and destroy you. The state of Kuwait, $10 million. State of Qatar, $5 million. These are those that are financing the likes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. Sultanate of Oman, $5 million. United Arab Emirates, $1.5 million. Embassy of Algeria, $500,000. Government of Brunei Darussalam, $5 million. America, these are your oppressors, but do keep in mind, these people mean to destroy you. And these representatives in the establishment are the ones that are aiding and working for them rather than representing you. And I just highlighted, well, what of Donald Trump, Bradley? Well, let me ask you something, America. During the debate, in your delusional state to believe that both of them are legitimate candidates, let me ask you something. How come Benghazi wasn't exposed? How come the deleted emails were only brought up once and never returned to again? How come the Clinton Foundation wasn't exposed? How about the Iraq war vote and Hillary's crimes against we the people? How about the 147 people that were murdered around her administration? Or is it that Donald just didn't want to disrupt?
You know that less than one-half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I was just sharing with you, friends, during the first segment, the foolishness of the American people. And, friends, I do want to say this with my head held high. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. You have so many people caught up into this delusion. Everybody's complaining about the establishment, but when the establishment produces two more candidates that work with and for our oppressors, the American people still stand back and they get caught up into the next cycle because they haven't learned from history. And what they haven't learned is that history is going to repeat itself if they don't learn from past history. See, it tells us in Jeremiah 4:22, my people are foolish. They have not known me. They're sottish. They're stupid is what it means. They're stupid children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. No knowledge. And I was sharing with you during the first segment, friends, if you want to know how this works, go back to the Word of God once again. See, all of these above said politicians and corruption in government, they hate the Word of God. And I want to tell you why they hate the Word of God, because it confronts them, it exposes them, it uncovers them for who they are. That's why they're warring against the Word of God, which within itself is humorous. Because we know that Napoleon Bonaparte was right when he said, the Bible is no more, it's no mere book, he said. He said it's a power that conquers all that mean to oppose it. Exactly right. 6,000 years later, we're still here dealing with the same issues as they did at the beginning of time. And friends, I'm trying to tell you that there is no difference between George Bush Jr., Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or the Obamas. They're all in it together. And I want to say this furthermore. I want you to understand, friends, what took place last night to the charade that was going on, the dog and pony show that was taking place, that so many were beguiled by, as if to believe that it's a real debate going on here. No, this is to hand it over, folks, to those that mean to destroy your country all the more. And that's the sad part of all of this. What should bother you is not what they say so much as to what they leave unsaid. Again, I want to give you a quote from a woman that posted on this particular article that I'm going to highlight. Trump assuredly missed the huge, huge opportunities to bring those issues into the conversation himself as easily as he could have. He said, she said, I'm sorry, very disappointing. And then when it's all over, he stated to the press that he avoided several issues to bring it to Hillary because he didn't want to be hurtful to Chelsea. Folks, what is it going to take? Really, what is it going to take for you to finally understand what this is all about? It's a game, and you're caught up into this game because you fail to respond to tear down the establishment in a lawful order, in a lawful manner, because so many things about the establishment in which all of America is complaining about are premised on a lie, deception, fraud. Folks, I can go on with the list of crimes concerning them that are in the establishment and what they've had to do to stay as a part of the establishment in which you're complaining about. Hey, folks, I got a question for you, especially all of you Trumpites that just don't get it yet. How come Benghazi wasn't brought up? I'm just asking. Oh, don't blame the moderator. Don't blame him. Because if I was on the stage and I had the opportunity for 2 minutes to answer, I would go any direction that I want to go or would want to go. And that's exactly what they do. But they usually, what they try to do is they try to avoid the question that's being asked. I would go directly for the throat. And I want to ask you something. How come Donald Trump did not go for the throat, friends? Because he was called off. That's why. And furthermore, for him to come back and smack the American people in the face to say to you, America, that he didn't want to hurt Chelsea's feelings, just forget about all of those veterans that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms in which we have, because he didn't want to hurt Chelsea's feelings. He didn't want to live for the veterans and their sacrifice and the freedoms given, but what he did want to live for is he wanted to avoid hurting Chelsea with the truth. Well, guess what, friends? The truth hurts. Hey, folks. He highlighted Donald did for just a couple moments concerning the deleted emails. Why did he avoid that topic? Huh? Why didn't he go for the throat? Why didn't he stay there? Because he's a part of the problem. Hey, America, what about the Clinton Foundation and the millions and millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that have come in through Muslim Brotherhood, terrorist-tied countries? How come that wasn't brought up? Come on, all you Trumpites, I want to know. You can apologize at any time, and that's all you have to do, again, is go back to the Word of God and understand where the error lies. It lies with the American people that tolerate it over and over and over again because they have become reckless, they have become irresponsible to put up with what they're putting up with again today. And it's that sick, it really is. Hey, America, what about the Iraq War? How come that wasn't talked about? Although it was for a moment, and how he didn't agree with the war, but why didn't he go for the throat? He could have destroyed Hillary Clinton long before the debates, friends. Hey, friends, what about this charade with Hillary's health? Or what about the 500% increase in Syrian refugees that she wants to bring into this country? How come that wasn't brought up? I just want to know, all of you Trumpites. Or, hey, all of you Trumpites, why didn't Donald bring up Chinagate, where Bill Clinton back in the 90s was actually selling military secrets to the Chinese? I mean, we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. We see Harry Reid stealing away uranium ore from the ranchers that the state-controlled narrative is set to be a bunch of lunatics out there. Harry Reid is selling their uranium ore from their lands to the Chinese. I mean, hey, folks, they're all in it together. I mean, we see that Hillary Clinton today, friends, is selling to the Russians as she condemns them on television. See, you don't understand, America. What these people love to do is they love to condemn in the North, and then they promote it in the South. And guess who's all a part of it? Those that are doing the condemning and promoting. But, folks, you know all the well that she is in Oregon stealing away uranium ore from them lunatic ranchers out there. only to sell it off to the Putin that she was complaining about on television last night. But friends, I got a question for you. How come Donald Trump didn't bring up Chinagate? As I said during the first segment, why didn't Donald Trump bring up the 147 people that were killed around the Clinton administration back in the 90s? That's not to the present. How come he didn't bring up Bill Clinton's drug deal in MENA, Arkansas back in the 90s, friends? How come all you Trumpites don't understand that he's a part of the problem? He's a part of the game. He sat there and allowed her to put him in question when she was straining at a gnat while she was swallowing a camel, and he sat there and he took it all, friends. If it was real, and if Donald Trump was the real deal, why didn't he attack her with all the facts that are out there for the American people? Why did he step back on the birther issue, friends, when you know as a fact what's being told concerning Barack Hussein Obama is completely true? There's so many modern conservatives who are absolutely worthless that will not call it for what it is. And that's why you're painted into a corner, America. It's because who you listen to. It's what they don't stand for. That's why your backs are up against the wall. I mean, he's got 47 different Social Security numbers. He's got how many different aliases concerning his name? His wife tells you he's from Kenya. And then when you begin to question him as if he is American-born, for some reason or another, because the media and the modern conservatives don't want to talk about it, they just avoid that issue and go along with his lie. And all the while, you know that you're being lied to. I'll tell you why they're defending that birther issue so much on a side note. It's because if the American people wake up to the fact and hold him and his feet to the fire concerning where he was born, and they were to find out that he wasn't American born, everything that he has done is null and void. Which 99% of it is null and void anyways, because it stands in contrast to the Constitution of the United States of America. That's why they're protecting that issue so strongly, friends. But going back to all you Trumpites, why didn't Donald talk about the Travelgate scandal? He had the opportunity to do it, friends. How come Donald Trump didn't call her out for her Whitewater scandal? Or the murder of Vince Foster? How come Donald Trump didn't bring up Filegate, friends? He has enough information to destroy her long before last night, America. How come he hasn't brought those issues up? We're going to continuously talk about this, and I'm going to lay it to the candor of the American people that are caught up into the game between Hillary and Donald Trump, friends, and giving you my assessment from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. And mine is this, friends. And I'm going to consummate my message with this during the exposition that, folks, you're being lied to every step of the way. And he proved it yesterday. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. We're talking about the charades, the dog and pony show that was played for the American people. Up to 100 million people were supposed to be viewing it last night. And it was interesting, folks. I took the time to watch it so I could tell you in turn and say, I told you so. Not because I want to tell you I told you so, but I told you so because I know exactly what's in front of me. Because when you premise everything off of the Word of God, it's interesting how you can see things that useful idiots just can't. The Holy Ghost has got a way of illuminating your eyes to see things where other people just kind of go along to get along. Because after all, we're told there's nothing we can do about it. We just got to pick what was given to us as the American people drink the Kool-Aid and fall to the dupes of ill-designing men day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. In America, you do it unashamedly. That's what's sick about it. I'm proposing to you listeners, all of you Trumpites that got on my radio show over and over and over again trying to justify Donald Trump. Hey, folks, again, Hillary Clinton should be in prison a long time ago, at least, along with Billy, along with the Bush regime. Folks, you can go all the way back down the line. They're all criminals, every single one of them. I'm not legitimizing her, but how is it that you've legitimized Donald Trump? How is it that you have not dealt with the crimes yourself with the likes of Hillary Clinton? How is it that you've not held corruption in the FBI and in the CIA and other bureaucracies that have given her a pass. And I'll tell you why they've given her a pass, because they know that the American people are just going to go ahead and follow their lead directly into hell. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. And I'll tell you what, that is exactly what you're feeding on now, is the end of sin, which brings forth death. But I would propose to you and ask you the question, America, why is it that you haven't dealt with the crimes of the likes of Hillary Clinton? Because, again, these bureaucracies, friends, rest in the fact that the American people are going to do nothing about it. And as Edmund Burke rightly said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. And that's exactly why you have these two clowns in front of your faces, because you, America, failed to deal with the establishment that is corrupt from the bottom to the top, as they are working for those that are financing them rather than we, the people. And furthermore, last week, folks, we were just talking about how is it that these representatives go in broke and they leave they're millionaires. And I can even go to the executive office right now and say Barack Hussein Obama, who's never ran a candy store successfully a day in his life, who's fundamentally transforming your country because you're giving him permission day after day to do it, America, I would ask you the question, how is it that he's getting paid $420,000 a year, but for some reason or another, now he's worth $7 million? Is it because he's working for you? Is it because these candidates are working for you, folks? As I highlighted during the first segment, Hillary Clinton took in $143 million last month. Do you know how much money of that, how much of that money came from foreign countries, Muslim nations, folks, that mean to destroy you? And I'm giving you the answer right now. Just go back to Judges 6. Tear down the establishment lawfully. Tear it down. Get some real candidates. Yesterday we had a caller call in and talk about how there wasn't any other candidates. Yeah, there's other candidates out there, friends, but the media is not giving them any attention. And the reason they're not giving them attention is because they don't want you to know that they're there. They put all their attention on the people that you know are there, because they put them so that you know that they're there. Everything about what's going on in this country right now is perpetrated on fraud, America. And you've seen it last night again. And I've been laying to your candor, friends, why is it that all of you Trumpites, and every one of you deserve this? Because, folks, they have been grooming Donald Trump for a long time. How come he didn't go after Hillary Clinton? 1-866-582-9933. And you know what he told the press, right, in the spin room? You do know what he said. He said that he didn't want to hurt Chelsea's feelings. But he didn't care about the 318.9 million people that he's supposedly wanting to represent, which should be scary within itself. He literally said he didn't want to hurt or to be hurtful to Chelsea Clinton. Well, that's great. Another comment says, all Hillary has to do or has to do going forward is to make sure Chelsea is sitting in the front row to ensure Trump will curl up like a cat ball and meow. She goes on, we're running out of time, and with 100 million people watching, Trump has to take advantage of every minute going forward. Now, here is a definition and an exhibition of a conservative today, which is a lack thereof. Today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats, so imagine what a conservative is today compared to a liberal of the past. Well, yesterday's liberals are today's conservatives. They lack thereof, the pith and marrow. They just take on the name. They've watered down the meaning through their faithless walk is really what it comes down to. Hey, folks, here's the modern conservative's response. Listen carefully. Everything now hinges on the second debate. Are you kidding me? We're going to let them go ahead and kick the can down the road when we all the well know in America there's no more road to kick the can down. I even seen one response talking about how the frog is boiling. No, friends, I told you many, many months ago that the frog is dead and boiling. You don't have more time. They want you to believe that there's still more time. They want you to believe that you can still boil a little more. They want you to believe, the establishment does, that there's still more road to kick the can down. How much does your deficit need to grow before you finally understand that you have no more road to kick the can down? How much more road do you need to figure out that you have an establishment that is aiming, selling you out on a 24/7 basis. Paul Ryan, $2.2 trillion, giving Barack Hussein Obama over to the Muslims, every single thing that they wanted, laying the burden on you and your posterity before you finally figure out there's no more road to kick the can down. Hey, folks, this, what's going on right now is a total I told you so, and I'm more than happy to tell you I told you so. And it gets to the point, America, where you're either going to take heed to it and respond accordingly and pull yourself out of the deceptive, delusional games that are being played by the state-controlled narrative on your dime, on your backs, as you are made the laughing stock to those that are in the establishment, friends. Because when you watch the debates, going back to the debates, did you see where Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, did you see where she looked like she was afraid of anything that was going on? Did she look content? She's already assured, friends, that the bureaucracies and the corruption in government is going to look out for her. Judgment and justice concerning the American people are the farthest thing from their minds because, again, they rest in the fact that, America, you're going to do nothing about it and you're just going to go along and play the game as you're the ones that are being played. And I love you enough to tell you. I love you enough to tell you. But, America, let's go back to this again. Why is the modern conservative saying now the second debate? Now the second debate. Do you not see how this works? Do you not see how you're being played? You know what, friends? I could spend the next hour on the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton administration. I can go on and on and on and on concerning the crimes of her administration for hours, friends, literally hours. I could spend up months of radio programs having the people that were around the Clintons that seen the crimes that were committed. And sadly enough to say, on the other hand, there's hundreds of them that aren't able to jump on the phone with me anymore to expose the crimes of the Clintons because they've been murdered. But let's go back to your homeboy, Donald Trump, all you Trumpites. What about the Filegate scandal? What about the Lootergate scandal? What about the drug dealing scandal out of Mena, Arkansas, where Bill Clinton, along with Tyson Foods, by the way, for those that did not know, and his corrupt administration, who failed to keep their oath the way that we were talking about it yesterday, but of course they were just doing their jobs, right? As you're the ones that are being destroyed. And see what happens is when you compromise your stance on doing the right thing, you empower and you add strength to tyranny. How come Donald Trump didn't tear him down? How come he didn't call her out for who she was and what she's responsible for? What about the Ponzi schemes and the political favor scandals with Clinton's at the helm? How come Donald Trump didn't call them out for their crimes? Folks, all of you Trumpites, I'm asking you questions. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take Tom from Baltimore. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm just a little worked up. I mean, I had to watch last night's Dog and Pony Show, of course, because I wanted to exploit their little blunders that they continuously make. But, folks, I mean, Tom, when you look at what's going on here, I mean, what is it going to take for America for you to wake up as to what's going on? I mean, it comes to a point where you have to be ashamed. But for some reason or another, in America, that is the furthest thing from their minds.
Well, I'll tell you, I really like Ben Carson. I thought he was the logical choice, the only one that seemed presidential in the early debates. And with him getting behind Trump, I thought that maybe someone from an outside, someone from not necessarily in the system, which we hoped might be an opportunity for change. I think that's what a lot of people thought.
Tom, I got to take a hard break. I'm going to pick you up on the other side. Just hold up with me, if you would. Tom from Baltimore. Folks, you got Bradley Dean broadcasting live from San Diego, California. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back again. Yes, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. Tom, do we have you there, Baltimore?
Yes, sir.
It's all yours, my friend.
Yeah, I think some of us thought, and possibly we pray that maybe it still is the case, that maybe Trump was being used kind of like Cyrus from the Bible. I don't know, maybe Nebuchadnezzar. Who knows? The Lord oftentimes works with people of ill repute. Not that I think he is as horrible as some of the folks who were put up before us. And I know how you feel about choosing the lesser of two evils. I think many of us thought and still hope that maybe he's coming to know the Lord, and he's trying to change, and he's struggling in that capacity. Listen, I've worked with confidential informants in the past in my line of work who were criminals. They were the lesser of the criminals, though, and they had rules that they had to follow when they were working as confidential informants. They couldn't commit certain crimes. They were allowed to continue to commit some crimes, though. If they were misdemeanors, we'd overlook it, we'd discourage it, of course, but they were useful in bringing down the really big fish of really bad folks. So I think that's maybe where some folks are seeing Donald Trump as someone who they can work with. How do you feel about that?
Well, when I look at it, first of all, we're talking about a man that's 70 years old here. It's not like he was just born, you know, 25 years ago and everybody's got to kind of, you know, rear him up in the ways that he should go, so on and so forth. And I'm not saying salvation is beyond anybody. Far that be from me in every sense of the word. What I'm saying, Tom, is if he's a legitimate candidate, the perfect way to gauge his sincerity, he couldn't have had it more teed up than he did yesterday to make the case against Hillary Clinton. Furthermore, if you were to look at the sincerity of a Donald Trump in any capacity concerning being the president of the United States of America, he could care less as to how Chelsea feels about the record of his or her dad or mom. I mean, if Chelsea is sincere about loving her country, because, by the way, if you go back, they all proclaim to be Christians. If they love God and they love their country, well, listen, Chelsea would want her mom and her dad to be dealt with for their crimes against we the people, first and foremost. And going back to Donald Trump, the same thing. So why he would give way to Chelsea's feelings over 318.9 million people, it bewilders me. But to me, it doesn't bewilder me. To me, it's very telling as to what Donald is doing here. And keep in mind, he has been for a long time, if you were to look at this on the other side of the sword, he has been groomed for a great many years. He's been given a lot of opportunities others have not been given. And it's not just because of his money. I'm talking about his sponsors. I'm talking about his television shows. And yes, I believe that there's a form of sincerity within Donald as to what he's attempting to do. But yesterday, he took it like a good little boy when Hillary Clinton, who has crime on every branch of her tree that the American people need to lay an axe to, but he allowed her to go after him when she, in fact, was straining at the net while she was swallowing the big, big camel. For some reason or another, Donald stood down when he should have stood up, Tom.
He needed to prosecute as if he was a prosecutor and simply be clear and concise and lay out one by one. It's not hard to simply lay out exactly what her trespasses are, what her crimes are, where she's failed the American people, where her husband has failed the American people. And by the way, you're right on the money again. I told you once before, you never failed to impress me, that they are all the same. We can simply look at housing and urban development. I did the math today. $2,000 billion is what they have had allocated to them going back to the Reagan administration.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel Pierce was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under Reagan. Then there was Cisneros. Then there was Cuomo. These are going through Reagan, the first Bush, Clinton, up to George Bush. And now we've got, if you recall, Castro under Obama. He's funneled money to Acorn despite Congress passing a law saying you cannot do that. Again, millions and billions of dollars that they are using for their criminality. And it goes on and on and on. And by the way, that's a big reason we have a lot of crime in the inner cities, is they cut funding that they were giving to the inner cities that was properly passed by Congress to help them out. They didn't tell them. Now, I could argue about whether or not that was proper at all in the first place, but they didn't tell these inner cities, by the way, we're going to cut this over a period of time. They just cut these grants, and the crime was rampant on top of it already being a bad situation. And it goes on. This is where the illegal immigrants are being funneled to. Under Obama, Castro said, this will make the inner city safe. We're going to pile all these immigrants into the inner cities, and they will be safe. And this is how they're spending your money. So you're right. They're all connected. And that's why we were hoping Trump would be different.
Yeah, well, you know what? The fact of the matter is I'm hoping that the American people become a different people before a just and holy God who sees all things. Because at length, again, you have, what, 80 to 100 million people watching the debates as they're being played the pawn of ill-designing men yesterday. The Lord is looking down upon a people that will hold these in representative positions accountable. And it's called justice, which guards our liberty. And that's where the American people are failing. I mean, again, going back, Tom, to one of the points that I made during the first or second segment, just think about this. Hillary Clinton with all her known committed crimes, from A to Z, literally, I'm not exaggerating that. I mean, like I said, I could spend months interviewing people that were around her and him, those that are still alive today. There's 147 that are not, concerning her crimes, that will point the finger at the responsible party, and the American people know it. And by the way, Tom, I'm in California. We've seen one Hillary for president sticker on a car. What we're seeing all across the country, because we're all across the country every month, literally, we're seeing Hillary for prison. How come the state-controlled narrative is not bringing it that direction? How come the state-controlled narrative, which is supposed to be a voice of the people, and they're a bunch of journalists set up to inform the people as to what the facts are, not to lie to the people, not to work for the CIA or six corporations worldwide, as they are, and we all the well know they are. They're useful idiots that are destroying not only themselves, but their country and their people as well. How is it that the American people have allotted her to sit up on that stage and accuse anybody of a crime, when all the well knowing, everybody watching, she's a known criminal? Because they think for some reason or another, it's a fire that just won't burn them, when in fact scripture tells us the exact opposite. A little leaveneth the whole lump, and the foxes spoil the vine, and the American people have been sitting back watching the likes of the Clintons, the Bushes, and the Obamas for the last 40 and 50 and 60 years in this country, for some reason or another, deceiving themselves in a delusional world to believe that for some reason or another, how they lead the government has nothing to do with me, when in fact the American people are responsible to be that very government.
Well, Ben Franklin said, by failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. So either Donald Trump is a fraud, or he's reckless and not preparing. Let's hope he does better next time. What else can we do but pray?
Amen. I appreciate your call, Tom, as usual. Folks, again, if you'd like to call in, please do. Broadcasting live from San Diego, California. What is it, 91 degrees? I believe we're going to be outside in just a couple moments here. I want to end with a quote, and again, I appreciate your listenership. You've made us the number one show on Genesis Communication Networks during the weekend, and on the weekdays, it's taken us 5 years. We're the top three shows during the week, so we thank you for your listenership, and furthermore, we know why you're listening, because you're sick and tired of the modern conservative and the modern professed church that doesn't practice what they preach, and they fail to hold up their own mandates. They profess to everybody that they're Christians when they themselves are hypocrites, they're pretenders, they lack that of Christ. And keep in mind, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. I want to read this last quote by George Mason in Article 3 of Virginia Declaration of Rights that have been given unto us by our Creator. That government, America, or ought to be instituted for the common benefit, protection and security of the people, nation or community, of all the various modes and forms of government that it is best, which is capable of producing the greatest degree of happiness and safety, is most effectually secured against the danger of maladministration, and that when any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, a majority of the community hath an indubitable, unalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish it in such a manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public weal. Folks, again, I love you enough to tell you the truth. Pull yourself out of the game long enough to understand what's going on. Get in the Word and get in the Constitution, and you'll always see the deviation. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Talk to you soon. See ya.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.